with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I might be a little butt hurt right now. I just got the crap beat out of me during that intermission there. I guess I'm not doing my job today. So,
Mr. Producer needs you to pay attention.
I guess I do. Sorry for being a little long-winded in that last segment, evidently.
Got a lot to say.
Right. Those 3 seconds must have made a difference.
I mean, but
you know what? He's been editing crap out of my dialogue for years, so it doesn't matter. It just really doesn't matter.
Mostly curse words.
Right, yeah. Both of them, yeah. But anyway, let's talk about steaks, Bob.
Well, I just only put steaks down to talk about the steaks I made, and it's something we talk about way too much. So I basically had taken a bunch of steaks out of the freezer because I have a bunch. And I've got, a family living in my house that I have to feed. My two little grandkids that are living there each ate a whole steak.
How old are they?
2 and 3.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
What?
You should see, I'd like to say, we call him Bubba, but I'd like to say Misha would be, the big destroyer of carnivores.
Well, he's the younger one, though.
He is. He's like a year and a half. But his sister is an absolute meat machine.
Yeah.
I mean, she can't get enough.
Well,
and she's so petite and so,
jeans.
She's so fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, what I really wanted to talk about was a couple of styles that you can use for grilling. And one we like to call Fast and Furious. The other one is Low and Slow. But this next segment, this one we're in here, I should say, is Fast and Furious. And I guess I'd like to know what foods are suitable, in your opinion, for Fast and Furious. And when we say Fast and Furious, I'm talking about cranking that grill up, even on a cold day like today, as high as it'll go, and putting something on there, the right food that you can sear and bring to your level as quickly as possible. And in the cold weather, that's a great way to grill because you got to stand out there.
Right, you don't want to stand out there.
And you don't want to go in the house. You leave it on too long.
Right.
But you're going to anyway.
Right. Well, I think before I go to the food, I want to clarify Fast and Furious. You've got this thing hot, and anytime you put cold meat on a hot grill, you're going to get burnt on the outside and you're going to get underdone on the inside. So I think when I go Fast and Furious, one of the first things I want to do is make sure that my protein, if that's what I'm putting on there, is up to room temperature, has been sitting out for maybe a half hour.
Funny story.
Okay.
I texted my son because all those steaks were in the fridge ready, and I don't get home from work till, I don't know, close to 6 o'clock.
Right.
And the kids eat at 5, like clockwork.
Sure.
And I said, well, leave one uncooked, and I'll take care of it myself.
Right.
And I said, you might want to pull those steaks out and let them warm up.
Yeah.
He texts me back with a GIF that shows a guy zipping his mouth shut.
No.
And he said, Dad, I'm 31. Yeah. I'm like, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so hungry. I just want it to be good.
Yeah. Right.
But it is. And of course, I got home and he left 2 steaks left for me. And so I'm like all excited thinking, hey, I get to take one to work for my lunch. So I made them both. And I have the processor that does my cow every year. I have them do one steak that's 1.5 inches and one that's 1 inch. And the thinking behind that is my wife likes it medium well. I like it medium rare. I can keep mine about the same time.
Okay.
Well, so I see that he left me 1.5 inches and 1 inch, which I'm thinking on the way home, he better not cook both the 2 inches, 1.5 inches or 2 inches himself.
Right.
But no, he left me 1.5 inches and then 1 inch. I grilled him. I brought him in. And immediately, here comes Misha and Elwin. And they're like,
those are the grandkids.
They just got done eating
right
a half hour before I got home. And they come out and they're like, hey, what you got, Papa?
Yep.
I'm like, you want a little steak? And they're like, you know? So I start cutting it up on the cutting board, and I hand each one of them a nice big finger. And immediately Misha wants to run in the living room. It's like, no, you have to eat in the kitchen. You have to stay out here. Let's sit down. And he's having a fit, you know, because he's the man of the house in his mind.
Right.
But so I don't know. I'm going down a bunny trail with that. But
yeah, we were.
It's kind of funny.
Let me reel you back in.
It's kind of funny how.
It was cold when you cooked it.
It was, but I'm cooking.
No, outside.
Yeah.
So you were had to grill up hot.
Yeah. And I'm grilling on infrared. And that we're going to cover in segment three because I think it's significant what you're cooking on. And I don't know. I just think the Fast and Furious is good for certain meats. Steak would be one. Another one that you might not expect would be pork chops. Another one might be if you're buying these cheap processed chicken breasts. That's not one you can do Fast and Furious, but a lot of people grill them.
Right. So let's talk a little bit more about this Fast and Furious. So if we got a steak or we got a pork chop, both of those are a little more dense piece of meat.
They are.
And
but they're also ones that you can bring up to 145 and be good.
Right. And which is where I was going to go, because they don't have to get terribly hot on the internal temperature.
Not like Mom did it.
But I think if I'm thinking Fast and Furious, you're trying to do this for two reasons. You want to get a sear on the outside of the piece of protein, which gives you a little texture. And I think that texture is as important as taste oftentimes when I'm cooking things. You like a little chew to it and maybe a little crunch on the outside, but it's soft on the inside like a one-inch steak would be. And I like a little crust there.
You can't help it. It's going to do that with Fast and Furious.
Right. But and that's one of the reasons why you do it. The second one is time. You want to get things done quicker. But I would caution all the listeners, this is active cooking. This is not walk away.
Bingo.
Go do some other stuff.
Bingo.
And come back.
And that's the point, is if you're going to do this style of grilling, you know, whoever told you only flip a steak once or you only flip it, you know, this once, it's wrong. You know, that's not true. I've never prescribed that. I've never ascribed to that and ascribed anything.
Right.
I described it. No, but
poorly.
I've never really bought into that. I probably did as a young dad, as a young bachelor, whatever, when I first started grilling. But that's because the old guys tell you the tips and tricks, and maybe they weren't right. You know, maybe that's just what their mom or dad or chef taught them. It doesn't mean it's right. Fast and Furious says you're going to put that thing on a really hot grill, and you're going to lay it down for a while at a temperature that you maybe wouldn't normally cook at. So you have to flip it a few times, and that gives you a chance to do your quarter turn for your diamond pattern.
Right.
But it also gives that meat a chance to cool down a little bit on the surface you just grilled and now start grilling the other surface. And those fluids in that protein transfer back and forth as the temperature migrates. So that's part of the cooking process. That hot juice is what's cooking your meat. And if you leave it on one side too long, you're just going to burn it.
Right. And burned meat is bitter meat, generally.
It's
and
a waste.
And you don't want to do that. So, again, it's active cooking that you need to do in order to make sure that you can do this. But it does turn out a great product. So coming up next, we're going to go from Fast and Furious to Low and Slow. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick
Look
with
at
us.
That.
We'll be back.
Watching your producer's
right,
signals.
Yeah. Right under the gun.